Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 3 for Week 5 of the Rotary Year, July 30th, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this new platform. I really appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want this podcast to be of benefit to our club and Rotary overall. Here's an update from a comment that I made in Episode 1 about our fight to end polio. As of July 28th, there are now 13 confirmed cases of polio. Unfortunately, this is 6 more than the same time last year. There are 3 cases in Pakistan and 10 in Afghanistan. One positive note is that Nigeria is halfway to full eradication, with no reported cases in all of 2017 and none so far this year. The Centers of Disease Control state that a disease is officially eradicated if no new outbreaks are found within a 3-year period. Clearly, we're still off a ways from worldwide eradication, but continued persistence and support of this incredible effort are going to pay off. You may learn more about Rotary's End Polio Now campaign by visiting myrotary.org. In last week's episode, I took time to introduce you to members of Club 27, who are putting service above self in their dedication to our club's officer and board positions. I hope you've had a chance to learn more about them and their roles, as well as to thank them for their service. This week, I'd like to recognize other dedicated Rotarians who, too, are placing service above self in their dedication to leading our committees. It's no secret that the success of Rotary is due to the individuals who put themselves first in the work of a club's committees. Our club has a total of 12 standing committees that carry out the work of our club in the community. I want to introduce you to each committee and its leadership. If you're not active on a committee, please think about participating in one of these groups. Audit. Gretchen Tegler is chair of this committee and oversees our club's annual tax filings as well as other mandatory reporting. Gretchen has been a member of our club for 2 years and is president of the Taxpayers Association of Central Iowa. Jack Schreiber, a veteran of 24 years with our club, is vice chair and a retired banker. Catherine Staub, who serves as our club's secretary treasurer, is the board's liaison for this committee. Awards. This committee is led by Josh McLean, who joined our club in 2015 and is an agent with New York Life. Our awards committee oversees the presentation and selection of our Educator of the Year and Community Grants Awards and helps with the coordination of the Police and Firefighter Awards, too. Our club's vice president, Doug Saltzgaver, is this committee's liaison. Communications. Jessica Reinert, who is in her 4th year of service as a Rotarian and is director of the Iowa chapter of the American Institute of Architects, is chair of this committee. Communications covers our website as well as efforts to expand promotion of our social media presence. The committee's vice chair is Andy Erickson, who is with Red Noise 6 and in his 2nd year as a Rotarian. The board's committee liaison is 1st year board member Erica Axiotis. Community service. This committee is active in supporting a variety of service activities throughout the Rotary year. Chair Brian Blankenberg, who is with Bankers Trust and joined our club in 2015, works with Vice Chair Colleen Messenger Rogers, who's Director of Advancement with Habitat for Humanity and a first-year Rotarian, in coordinating worthwhile and visible activities for our members. Leslie Schaefer, a 2nd-year board member, is this committee's liaison. Foundation. As you may know, Our Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation is one of the key elements in our ability to fund many of our committee's activities. Past President Deanne Thompson, who's with Edward R. Jones, is chair. This committee oversees and helps develop contributions to the foundation. 5% of the foundation's annual earnings are made available to support awards and scholarships from our club. The board's liaison is past President Jamie Boersma. International service. The work of this committee was recently on display at the international summit they sponsored on June 1st at Des Moines University. Chair Becky Greenwald and Vice Chair Kavi Chawla are taking the work of this committee to new heights. Becky is in her ninth year of Rotary service and is a past board member. Kavi is a partner with Baton Global and joined our club in 2015. Second-year board member Denise Essman is liaison for this group. Local scholarships. One of the Rotary Year's highlights is the presentation of six $8,000 scholarships to a selected senior from each of Des Moines' public high schools. In fact, at this week's August 2nd meeting, we'll hear an update from Hoover High School recipient Faith Gay, who will be starting her junior year at ISU. Now, the work of coordinating these scholarships rests with Kathleen Jones, who's president of Glass Fabricators and is an 8-year Rotarian. Vice chair is Warren Phillips, who joined our club last year and is owner of Transformative Workplace Solutions. First-year board member Tim Lilwitz is liaison. Membership development. It's no secret that it's a challenge to keep membership up with a club as large as ours. Our membership development committee is led by Katie Cowney, and she's up to the task with a group of dedicated members. Katie is with Brown Winnick Law Firm and joined in 2016. Second-year Rotarian Cherian Koshy is vice chair and directs development for Des Moines Performing Arts. This committee's board liaison is President-elect Don Flannery. New member orientation. Once our membership development committee has done its job of attracting new members, the task of orientation falls to our new member orientation committee. 12-year Rotarian Ganesh Ganpet is chair and is assisted by Vice Chair Christina Smith. Ganesh is with Des Moines Parks and Rec, and Christina, who is in her second year of service to Rotary, is CEO of Community Support Advocates. Second-year board member Chuck Kuba is board liaison. Program. One of our club's true calling cards is being the podium of Des Moines. The job of assuring quality programs is that of the program committee, led by Chair Mark Jacobs and Vice Chair Jackie Norris. Mark is a 4-year Rotarian and a retired utility executive, while Jackie joined the club in 2017 and is president and CEO of Goodwill of Central Iowa. This committee follows a very deliberative and fair selection process that was developed by past chair and now board liaison Kevin Kassir. Rotary Youth Exchange. We'll soon be welcoming our Rotary Exchange student from Italy for the 2018-2019 Rotary Year in just a few short weeks. All of the behind-scenes work of making our inbound and outbound exchange program work is led by Lynette Rasmussen, who's with the Rasmussen Group and in her fifth year of service to Rotary. Josh Braby, with Newman Brothers and a second-year Rotarian, serves as vice chair. Our club's sergeant-at-arms and former Rotary exchange student himself, Matt Buzik, is liaison for this committee. Remember that this committee is looking for a third host family for our inbound student. We have two wonderful families lined up and are looking for a third family to host starting about spring break time next March of 2019, and then through the end of the school year in May. It would be helpful if the family is in the Roosevelt neighborhood since our student will be attending there, but it's not a requirement. If you'd like to learn more, or you may know of a family who'd be interested, please let the committee's chair, Lynette, know. Finally, there's this weirdly named Quiddity Committee. As president, I have the responsibility of working with our past presidents in identifying and inviting potential officers and board members each year. One may think Quiddity is part of some Harry Potter-ish activity, but according to Merriam-Webster's online dictionary, it means whatever makes something the type that it is. So it is that we make club leadership what it is. By the way, should you be asked to consider such a position in the future, please give it serious consideration. Our club is successful because successful people say yes to leadership positions. Looking ahead to this Thursday's meeting, our keynote speaker is going to be the always popular Bob Bauer from Principal Financial Group. Bob has a unique and entertaining way of distilling economics into an understandable prose. It's also entertaining to see how our own Art Feline will go about introducing his longtime friend to the club. Be sure and think about a friend or an associate who might be interested in this subject and invite them to attend with you. It's always popular and a packed meeting, so you may want to attend early and stake out a table at the front of the room so you don't miss a single word of Bob's presentation. Hint, hint. There are no committee meetings scheduled for this Thursday, so this is a wrap for this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.